above. Not just born, but born from above. So we have regeneration. Born from above. Above a higher place. The place of God. Since God dwells in heaven, in our first birth, where are we born? In our first birth, we are born from our parents. We are born, as it were, below. This is heaven. And this is below. This is earth. Here's planet earth. We are born below. We are born from planet earth. This is where we are from. We are from planet earth. We are from below. We're from here. That means this is how we're going to think. This is how we're going to start looking at happiness. This is how we're going to start looking for inner peace. This is how we're going to start looking for our self-evaluation. This is how we're going, where we're going to go to start understanding some good things about myself. Am I good? Am I this? How can I be happy? How can I have peace? How can I look good before man? All these types of things, our whole thinking is going to be here. Hundreds of books written, and they change mentally on marriage counseling for Christians. I'm just dealing with Christians. Marriage counseling, solving the problem, man-woman relationship. And it's all, this whole issue is approach it from the place of birth, this type of thing. There's a very popular one, men from Mars, women from Jupiter, or whatever it is. All of this place. And if you realize the place that you're from, then you have to function, and here's the premise, you have to function from that place that you are from. If you're from Mars, you think one way. You're Jupiter, you think one way. You're Earth, you think one way. That's where you're from. That's the way you're going to think. And that's the way nearly every one of these Christian books are written, from the premise of Earth, our birth, personality type, whether you're this type or that type, and we've got to understand that. Then we've got to go through all the things related to the earth. Teenager, teenage boy, teenage girl. Get that down. Then when you outgrow that, you've got to go buy another book because now you're no longer a teenager. Now you're in your 20s. Now you're going to get books on that issue. Then we've got all the books for the ladies, all the books for the men. We've got books before the time, after that, PMS, on and on and on. And then when you outdo that, then you've got another book. You've got to constantly be reading a book to wherever you are to answer the questions for happiness and peace depending on who you are, where you are, and it's always changing. That's why there's always more books, people. I'm poor. Got a book for you. I'm a poor woman. Got a book for you. I'm a poor white woman. I'm a poor black woman. I'm a poor man. I'm a rich man. I'm in my 40s. I'm in my 50s. I'm overweight and I'm 50. I'm overweight and I'm 40. And, I mean, there's books for you. And when you lose all that weight, we've got books for thin people. Because now you need a whole new book.